Countdown to an Oscar Traynor Cup semi-final. In many respects, from a Donegal League point of view, I mean, this is your All-Ireland Championship. Mightn't have the same profile, but this is a massive game.
Oh, no, absolutely is. It's a huge game. I think, obviously, the last time Donegal won it was in 1983, so it's a long time ago, and I'm not quite sure when they even last reached a decider. So, obviously, it's a huge opportunity, and look, the boys are well aware at what stake on Sunday, and you know, we've prepared really well. I think that's, you know, we're in the last four on merit, and we've done things properly since we came in at the start of December. You know, got to look at 30 odd plus players. Obviously, there was a few players that would have been involved, but like Shane McGinty and things that went back into Sandford Institute and things like that, so mightn't have had maybe everyone that we could have possibly had, but no, we've been really happy with it, and it's a great group of lads in there, and they've bought into everything that we've been doing, and look, so far we've got the results for Chris, but it's going to be a hugely difficult game on Sunday, but we're looking forward to it, and this is where we wanted to be when we agreed to take the job. And you know, you never know, obviously the format of it, it could be over very quickly if you don't get past in a show, but no, this is where we want to be, and we're not there in semi-final. But you know, semi-finals are for one and two, so we're hopeful that we can do the job on Sunday.
Yeah. And you know, some years in the past, maybe the competition hasn't been treated as seriously as other years. But this year, it seemed to be from the word go. You know, John Francis obviously was determined to get a good team behind him, a good backroom team, and the players. And when you look at the strength of the squad there, it's certainly one of the strongest Donegal League teams maybe ever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think obviously a big factor in that was obviously the demise of intermediate football in the county. So there's just been a huge injection of quality in the Donegal League. And not that many have gone into the north, maybe, because you know, there's a lot of players in that current group there that I'd be looking at that are definitely capable, that have maybe tasted senior football but stepped out of it for a while. But you know, the likes of, you know, your Eddie Delaps and Shane McNamee and stuff are more than good enough to be playing at a higher level than they're at. But look, they might find themselves back there. But so there has been, what that, as I say, the demise intermediate league, there's a huge influx of quality in the Donegal League. I think the Donegal Premier Division's profile's been raised by it, and then obviously the squad and the group of players we have is very, very strong, and now we find ourselves in the last four. So yeah, that's been brilliant.
And maybe just like Cockhill in the FAI Junior Cup, in a way, this is possibly the year to do it from a Donegal League point of view in the Oscar Traynor.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, it's not an easy, as we said, we spoke about it, and I've heard that interviews players have done with you previous, Chris, as well. Like, in a Shoner, a top quality side, so getting past them over two legs was incredibly difficult, but you take great confidence from that, and we were probably big underdogs going into Inishowen because of the Cockhill factor and the fact that, you know, they're one of the strongest. You know, they were in their intermediate final last year, and now they're in the last four of the Junior Cup. Bunkrana are up there as well. So, but we've there's a lot of quality in here, like, you know, in this squad, and a lot of lads, maybe likes myself and a few others, ticking towards hanging the boots up. But you know, we're bringing maybe something a little bit different there in terms of experiences. I think it's a good blend there and a good balance. And I think maybe that's what we maybe had as an advantage over in Inishowen, was maybe had that bit more experience as well, and a better blend. But as you say, look, it's a great opportunity for us on Sunday. You don't know when it's going to come around again. You don't know, as I say, these players might, and the likes of one in our own group, they could be playing for Van Harps Institute, you know, Derg, few clubs in the north. So you mightn't have the same quality to pick from next year, so the opportunity's there, so you've got to take it with both hands.
And just remind us of your own journey. You clocked up a few air miles since starting off as a youngster out in the west of the county.
Yeah, well that's it. I'm still clocking up the air miles coming to Ballyar every Thursday from Burton Port. So yeah, I'm probably still travelling the furthest than anyone else. But no, look, yeah, it's been a good journey. It's been great to be back playing Rickage, obviously. Went to Hearts when I was a young fella, came back, was at Van Harps and Institute, and then Letterkenny Rovers, and then I moved to Dubai. I was over there with another big player for us, and Paul Leank, who's been brilliant for us. So me and him were in Dubai for a number of years, and we're both back at Cagey now, and we're really enjoying it. And as I say, going back to my earlier point about the Donegal League, like, the profile of it is a lot higher than what it has been over the last number of years, and that's largely down to the quality of players that came into it. So no, it's been a good journey. But again, I was speaking to Funsty about it as well. Like, I mean, like, he had an incredible senior career at Van Harps, and he's as enthusiastic about this semi-final as he has been about a game in a long time, and he still has that desire to go and win it. And again, you know, you're chatting about not winning it since 1983, and look, we're still a long way from winning it, but it's a great carrot there, and it'd be a great opportunity for us to do something very, very special, which would be to obviously beat Waterford on Sunday, then go on and win the competition. So yeah.
and outside of Donegal, you know, it would make people sit up and take notice. Look, Donegal is still very much a hotbed of soccer.
Absolutely. Like, again, as I say, referenced Inishowen a few times, but Inishowen have had a success in this, an Oscar trainer, you know, in the last number of years. And, you know, the Donegal League should have probably been doing better and haven't. And, you know, for a multitude of different reasons. But as I say, we're in a semi-final now. And again, we prepared properly. So I think whatever happens on Sunday, you know, we're not going to look back with too many regrets in terms of the way we've approached things. We have been as professional as we can be about it. And again, it's just the players too. They're buying in that they're here tonight. It's not a nice night. And there's, they know that the quality and the intensity of the training there is brilliant. So, no, look, we've left no stone unturned in terms of, and it can be difficult in terms of preparing, because you've got to be conscious, boys are playing for their clubs on a Sunday, you're dragging them in for training on Thursday, so you've kind of got to strike that balance as well. But no, everyone's bought into it, and I've really enjoyed it. Like, it's been a great distraction from the club as well, which obviously love playing with the club, but I think everyone's enjoyed that as well. Like, so that's been another bonus for us.
And tell me, just what sort of research does the management put into looking at a team like Waterford? Does it make a huge difference just knowing a lot about them?
It's a good question. Like, I think we're probably a bit luckier now that nearly every club has a VO where games are recorded. So you probably have much more knowledge of them than you would have previously had. You know, we had footage of their game against Kerry in the last round. You know, they had a great one. They beat them 5-1. But again, the way we've approached it, and we've always approached it, we haven't focused too much, you know, on a cliche, we haven't focused too much on other clubs and other teams and other players, because, you know, you can get all the information you want, but as you say, on the day, you've got to look after yourself, and you've got to make sure that whatever team we put out knows their job and delivers that. So, you know, if you sometimes focus too much on the opposition, you know, and don't look at yourself, you know, you're taking the eye off the ball a little bit. So I think the way we've approached it, we've looked at ourselves, and we know if we turn up and we play to our potential, we'll be a difficult team for anyone to beat. And if we do that again on Sunday, you know, it'll take a good Waterford side to beat us, I think.
And is it a case for the opposition of really knowing maybe just one or two players, key players that they may have just sort of been the danger men to look out for them?
Yeah, 100%. I think obviously, well, I think it's Philly FC that are a good junior club down there. I think they might be in the FA Cup semi-final. So there's going to be players that you're aware of, and then likewise, they're going to know Michael Funston, Matty Cross. They're going to know the boys that have played senior football as well. So you know they're going to have a bit of homework done on us. We'll have a bit of homework done on them. But again, as I say, it's really comes down to our own preparation. And if we get ourselves right and get ourselves ready to go, then hopefully we can do the business on Sunday.